This is PhotoBizX episode number 306, and today we're talking Google AdWords with internet marketer and Google AdWords expert Ivan Mana. And this is a step-by-step guide to setting up your very first campaign as a photographer utilizing Google Ads. That interview is coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. This is something different to what I've tried in the past on the podcast. So I need to give you a word of warning before you get into the actual interview. This really is a step-by-step guide utilizing audio, because that's what the podcast is, with Ivan today. And Ivan is going to take you through, along with me as the guinea pig in the interview, exactly how to set up your very first Google AdWords campaign. So this is different to what you've heard before on the podcast. And really, really the best way to listen to this interview is if you are looking to set up your very first Google AdWords campaign yourself. And if that's the case, my best advice is to sit at your computer and listen to the podcast as Ivan takes us through that step-by-step process, because I'm going to be doing it with you via audio in the podcast. I'm going to be clicking on things that he says to click on. I'm following his exact lead, setting up an ad as I go. But this is a little bit more complicated than setting up a Facebook ad. So, like I said, if you're driving along, you're at the gym, you're going for a walk, you're doing the housework, whatever, this isn't the best kind of interview to listen if you're doing something else. It won't even be entertaining because it really is a step-by-step guide. So I just want to reiterate that before you get into the interview. So don't listen to this one unless you are sitting at your computer and you are prepared and want to set up your very first Google AdWords campaign. And if that's the case, this is the perfect episode to listen to, because by the end of the episode, you will have your very first AdWords campaign set up and running. Like, it's that comprehensive. In saying all that, this is a longer than normal interview as well. So I'm going to keep everything else as short as I possibly can. Before we get into the interview, the only thing I wanted to share with you about me and my week is the upcoming course that I'll be running with you over the next 3 weeks. And when I say with you, that's if you're interested. The topic is Evergreen Facebook Ad Funnels for Photographers. It's a 3-week live course. You can find out more and register for the course at photobizx.com/funnel. That's F-U-N-N-E-L. The cost is $97. That's for all 3 sessions. And what you'll be learning, what I'll be teaching, is how to set up a Facebook ad funnel that you can leave running all year round. And when I say funnel, what I'm talking about is a strategy to combine your Facebook ads to work alongside and in conjunction with your website, with your lead magnet and opt-in form if you have one. You don't need to have one. It's going to work in conjunction with any SEO you have going on. You can use this as a standalone Facebook ad strategy as well. So I'm going to start with the very, very basics and build it up into something more complicated. And you can literally start this with 1 or 2 ads and build from there. So you can build out this funnel to be as complicated. And when I say complicated, I mean with additional ads and additional retargeting utilizing audiences. But we're going to get into that in the actual course. What this is not a course on how to set up ads to give away free shoots, how to offer discounted sessions. It's not how to set up model call ads. This is a way for you to establish your authority, to generate leads either directly within Facebook or via your opt-in form on your website, and how to retarget and stay in front of the people that are interested in what you do. So we're going to start with cold traffic. We're going to convert them to warm traffic with the intention of building a relationship and having them go on to book you. So this is an all-encompassing strategy. And like I alluded to, it can have lots of moving parts or it can be very, very simple. And I'm going to take you from the simple version up to a more complicated one. Now, in addition to that, you will be creating these ads as we go. So we're going to set up your very own funnel after week one. And the idea is you come back in week two with some kind of funnel set up and actually working. And then from there, we're going to build that out. Or I'm going to show you how to build that out to be more effective and more strategic once you get comfortable with the theory of how all this works. In week three, I'm going to be covering a couple of other more advanced strategies. One of them is a little gray hat. So it's not something I want to share with everyone because it can be used incorrectly and it can be, what do I want to say here? You can be quite cheeky with the approach and yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that now. But there's a couple more advanced strategies to come in week three. Throughout the sessions, these are live sessions, so there will be open Q&A throughout each lesson. So you will have the chance to ask questions, have your problems or issues with any kind of ad setup answered during those sessions. And there's also a private Facebook group for anyone that enrolls in the course, so we can keep that all in one spot, help each other, support each other. I can answer questions there, and I know it's going to be specific to these Facebook ad funnels. You don't have to have had any experience with Facebook ads at this stage. You don't need to have a lead magnet or an opt-in form on your website, but you do need to have a website. Well, that's not true either. You could do this just with Facebook ads, but the idea of having a funnel is to bring a cold audience into your world, if you like, and weed out the people that aren't a great fit for you, weed out the people that aren't your ideal clients, and build a stronger and better relationship with those that are. And by doing so, encourage them to go on to book you for their wedding photography, for an engagement session, for a portrait shoot, a family session, pet photography, whatever genre of photography you shoot, you'll be able to utilize this process, these funnels, to build your business. And you can be shooting multi-genre within the same website. So for me, I'm shooting commercial work, portraiture, and weddings. Not so many weddings these days. I can build a funnel around each of those genres in my business. But we're going to start with a single genre to start with to keep things simple. So again, if you want more information on the course, go to photobizx.com/funnel. And if you do have any questions, feel free to email me. It's andrew@photobizx.com. Or I can talk to you inside the members Facebook group if you are a PhotoBizX member. This is a one-off cost. This is the first time I've run this. This is the cheapest you'll ever see this particular course. I'm not sure if it's going to run again. I'm not sure how it's going to develop if it does. But if you want to learn about funnels, this is the one to get on. Oh, and I should say the dates that the course is going to run is April 3rd, 10th, and 17th at 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. There will be recordings posted once you've registered. So if you don't catch the live session, you can watch the replay, go on and ask questions in the group, and I will come back and answer those questions. So I still will be working with you as one-on-one as I possibly can in this group environment for the course. So ideally, you can be there for the live sessions, but I can understand that's not always going to be possible. You might be taking kids to school. It might be a bad time in your location, because I know you could be listening on the other side of the world, and it was very, very difficult to come up with a time that was going to be generally okay for most listeners. So April 3rd, 10th, and 17th at 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. More information at photobizx.com/funnel. All right, that's enough about that. Let's get into the rest of the show.
And now, a macro look at our last episode.
In last week's episode, I interviewed Sarah Anderson, who is a professional copywriter. She writes email sequences for other businesses and helps them attract their ideal clients via email. So if you are struggling with what to include in your emails, what to include in your welcome sequence to new subscribers, if you have a lead magnet on your website, and hint, hint, you really should. Sarah goes into great detail on exactly what to include in those emails, what not to include, how to structure your emails, whether or not to include images or not. We go deep into emails and setting up those initial sequences and creating a sequence that converts your prospective clients into actual clients. So if you haven't heard that one, get back and have a listen. It's episode 305 of the podcast.
Photo Biz Exposed. Interviews with photographers to help you build a better photography business.
Alrighty, we're going to jump into this interview with Ivan Mana in just a second. If you are hearing this announcement, it does mean you are listening to the free version of the podcast, which means you aren't going to get the full interview today with Ivan. And I really want you to understand that is the case, because if you get started, you're probably going to want to hear the rest of the interview with Ivan, because it really is a step-by-step how-to on setting up your Google AdWords campaign. So look, tune in, have a listen, follow along, and if you want to take it all the way through to the end and you want your hand held, so to speak, all the way through, then grab a trial membership over at photobizx.com/try. It's $1. You'll get full access to the interview today with Ivan. You get access to the full back catalogue. You get all the other things that goes along with your membership. But most importantly, I'm guessing if you're tuning into today's episode, is you'll have that walkthrough with Ivan from the very beginning all the way to the end. And that's exactly what I did during the interview. My ads are up and running now as a result of recording this interview with Ivan. So yeah, if that's what you want to do and you're listening to the free podcast episode, grab that $1 trial so you can actually get your ad up and running and put Google AdWords to the test for your photography business.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
I stumbled across today's guest on YouTube when doing some Facebook ads research, and I loved his energy, his knowledge, and the way he broke down complicated strategies in easy-to-understand step-by-step instructions. He also explained why he was suggesting to do the things he was teaching, which I loved. Then when I posted a question, he came back with detailed, helpful replies. And it turns out his focus has shifted from Facebook ads to Google ads. And when I learned this, I had to get him on the show. I'm talking about Ivan Mana of Online Marketing Essentials. Ivan has been an online marketer since January 2017. And since then, he's quit his day job and works full-time doing what he loves, which is online marketing. And his field of expertise includes funnel builders, autoresponder sequence generators, tracking software, and traffic sources, including Facebook ads, Google AdWords, Bing ads, and more. I am rapt to have him with us now. Ivan, welcome.
Andrew, thank you so much.
I was trying to match the energy that you put across in your videos.
Well, you've nailed it.
Mate, so why online marketing and why January 2017 to kick all this off?
Yeah, it's been a long journey for me, and I've actually heard about online marketing a few times. And the third time I heard it from my father. He's a tax attorney, and one of his clients actually happened to be a popular online marketer. So he came to me and he said, did you know that this was something that was possible, something that was doable, just working from home and kind of creating ads? And I got interested. That was the third time that I heard about it. All the times before that, I thought, well, maybe this is scam. You know, these are some of the things that you see online that say, grandma makes $10,000 working from home in 2 days, right? And you kind of dismiss that. But then when that third time I finally heard it from my father, I said, well, maybe this is something to look into if one of his clients is having massive success with it. So I started, I remember the day, January 1st, 2017, I just went to Google and I absorbed information I could about affiliate marketing, online marketing, what it involves and all that stuff.
So that was it. So, I mean, how long did it take to start generating enough income to quit your day job?
It actually took me about 6 to 7 months to quit the job. I made my first sales 4 months in using Google. And then after that, in the summer of 2017 is when I was able to just work full-time from home.
Unreal. You must have been so happy. It's such a good time.
I was. Yeah, absolutely. I put in a ton of work. I put in 12 to 14 hours every single day, weekends included, until I made that first sale.
Wow. Unreal. Well, look, I know the photographer that you're talking to right now has probably been through a similar experience. You know, they fell in love with photography, decided to make it, you know, an income source, and then work their butt off to make that happen. So we're on the same page as you.
Awesome.
So why the change, or why the shift from Facebook ads as a focus to Google ads for you?
As I was just starting out, you're in this phase when you're just testing everything. And there's thousands of ways to make money online. Anything from just SEO traffic and spending time improving your blog, working on your website, to paid means like Facebook, Google, and Bing. And one of the things I tried was that, you know, Facebook, Google, and Bing, of course, those are some of the most popular ads out there. And then just through time, I realized that Google is something I prefer personally, because keywords that people type in, they are already looking for. Whereas with Facebook, it's more of a really cold audience, because you have to throw your ads in front of people whether they want to see them or not. Whereas with Google, if they want to buy shoes, they will type in, want to buy shoes, you know, where can I buy them? And boom, your ad comes up, and it's something that they looked for specifically.
That makes total sense. Okay, so if I'm looking for a photographer to book a photographer, I'm going to go to Google. I'm not going to go to Facebook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So the listener and I, we're pretty confident and know our way around Facebook ads. I've done a lot of interviews around Facebook ads, but Google ads is a totally scary beast. I guess the first thing is where do we start, and what sort of expectations should we have from running Google ads as a photographer?
Well, I think the first thing you should do is get your feet wet and kind of just create an account and get in there and just click on the buttons. Look around you, click on the buttons, see what's there. Your ultimate expectations would be, of course, to make sales. That's what eventually, with proper optimization, proper enough time spent, something you will achieve. At first, it's going to be a lot of testing. So don't expect sales immediately. Don't expect terrific results immediately. Just get your feet wet, get in there, click some buttons, see what it looks like, create some ads, experiment, split test. And then over some time, maybe over a few weeks or a few months, you will start seeing those keywords and those ads that are doing well for you. And that's where the core starts. And that's where you use that as the basis for your future work, AdWords.
Got it. So I know that you said that success is sales, and I totally agree with that. But on a more basic level with Google ads, wouldn't we measure success as a click and someone coming to our website? Is that success enough?
You're right. Ultimately, sales is the success. I see what you mean. I think you're talking about click-through rate, which is the rate of what percentage of people see your ad and click on it. And that is important, absolutely. However, there is something that needs to be understood, and that is, even if you have an extremely high CTR, which is that click-through rate, but you have a low conversion rate, that is not a successful ad. You have to make sure that your keyword and your ad and your landing page are all relevant to each other, such that you not only have a high CTR, but also high sales.
Okay, that makes total sense. So if I am starting with Google Ads for the very first time, let's say that I'm getting people to click on my ad and they're going to my landing page or my website somewhere. I mean, to me, I would feel like, okay, that's part of the success achieved. And if I'm not making sales, there's a problem then on my website. I'm doing okay with Google Ads. Is that fair?
Yes and no. So yes, there is definitely some success in the fact that people are looking at your ad and they're clicking on it. However, no, in that it's possible that people are clicking on your ad because they expect one thing because of the keyword and ad interaction and the relevance between those two. But then when they click on your website, they do not see what was promised to them.
Okay, got it. Okay.
You see what I mean?
I do. Okay, so is this what you call user intent? Or is that SEO? Is that different?
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure about the term user intent. I would say more relevance. I would say more consistency and relevance between all the features of the process of the user clicking the ad all the way to the sales.
Okay, perfect. That makes sense, yeah. I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. So if I'm clicking on an ad, I expect to see an ad for something, I get to the page that you've sent me to and it's not what I wanted, I'm going to go back. That's a failed ad.
Yep.
Okay, so where should I start? Do I start with a landing page or do I start in Google Ads?
So I would start by having a website, yes. So if you have a website, that's fine. You don't always need a landing page. And by landing page, I mean a page where you can collect emails and all that. If you have a working functional website, you don't necessarily need a landing page. So after you have that is when you can move on to AdWords and start creating your campaigns.
All right, good. So ideally, I'm guessing that if the photographer has a website and they're actually getting inquiries, like the website's working, that's half the battle.
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right, cool. All right, let's assume that we've got a website that is working or a landing page that's, you know, collecting emails and that's working. So we want to start creating ads to send traffic to that page or site. Mm-hmm. What next? Well, I guess we haven't even started. Where do we start?
Yeah, so now that you have the page, now you would need to create the campaign. So Google AdWords, despite it being, like you said, a big scary animal, they do guide you in some steps. So if you're a total beginner, they can guide you in how to create that first campaign. You know, they will not allow you to proceed unless you do certain things which are required to build that first campaign, such as adding the keywords, ad extensions, having that website, having a tracking URL website, if you have one, stuff like that, selecting your demographics, your age range for the audience, your countries for the audience, and stuff like that.
Okay, so these are a lot of things that I have seen and have experienced inside Facebook ads. So this is sounding quite similar.
Yes, it is. You do have some optimization options in Google as well.
All right, nice. All right, so what's the best thing moving forward with this interview now for me and the listener? Should I open AdWords? Should they open AdWords and follow along? Or are we better off to talk about what we should do?
It would be amazing if you could open AdWords as the listener and follow along with me. If you don't have any specific questions, I can kind of go through some of the things I think are important to know. But I'm a firm believer in that if you learn something, you must take action right away. Don't wait. So if there's an opportunity for you to listen with me and go to that specific tab, go to those specific settings and see with your eyes what I'm telling you about, that would be a big help to you towards learning and progressing with Google AdWords.
Perfect. All right. Well, I've got my Google Ads account open and I've checked that everything's working. I had to reinstate it because I haven't used it for 2 years. So I think I even had to pay a $10 bill that was outstanding. So that's done. So I'm with you. I'm going to assume the listener is with us as well. And I can see a page with a whole lot of zeros.
Okay. That's a good start. It's not negative. Cool. So you said you haven't had the account in 2 years. If the listener also maybe tried Google AdWords last year or a few years before that, you may have noticed there are some considerable differences now. There are a few things added, some things improved. Right now is what they call the version 2 editor of Google AdWords. So you may see things a little differently with their layout, but basically everything is in order. So on the left-hand side there, you should see option that says campaigns, ad groups, product groups, ads and extensions. And that's basically how your campaign will look like. So at the very top level, you have your campaign. So if you are a photographer, maybe I'm not too familiar with photography and stuff like that, so my apologies, but each campaign would basically be a different item that you're selling or a different service that you're promoting. So we're maybe talking about clothing. One of your campaigns could be shoes. Another campaign could be shirts. Another campaign would be sweaters or something like that.
Got it.
So that's where you would start, is creating that first campaign.
Great. Okay. So would I need to click on that to start the campaign?
So I have a bunch of things here. So I'm guilty in that I'm not 100% sure what your screen would look like you're starting completely from scratch. But on my screen, there is a little plus sign on the left-hand side. When you click on the campaign tab, there should be a little plus sign on the right. It's a little blue or a blue circle and in it, a white plus sign.
Yes. And so I can start a new campaign.
Perfect. So you would click on it and just click on new campaign if you're completely new. And I will do the same on my end here.
Great. That's opened up. I've got boxes of sales, leads, website traffic, product and brand consideration, etc.
Perfect. So let's start off with the basic and click on website traffic, because for the other options, we have to have pixels installed.
Right.
Ideally. And I could go over briefly what that is a bit later on about conversion tracking, because that's important.
Perfect.
But for now, just to start the campaign, let's click on website traffic.
Yep.
And then you will see options here. It says search, display, shopping and video. I mostly focus on search campaigns. Display campaigns are also an option. They are basically when your ad shows on a bunch of different websites that you don't own, like blogs and other websites. You don't have as much control over that as you would with search marketing. So I just prefer to stay with search.
Got it.
So I would just click on that.
Done.
Okay. Perfect. And then at the bottom here, it should say, select the ways you'd like to reach your goal. And it says your business's website. So you can enter your website here just for the purposes of moving on. I'll enter something like Apple.
Ivan, would I enter the landing page here, or is this just purely the homepage URL?
Wherever you would want to send people to. So if you want to collect the leads via your landing page, then you would enter the landing page.
Got it.
And then you would click on continue. And then here's what I was talking about, is where Google doesn't let you proceed unless you select certain options, which makes it easier for people just starting off with AdWords. And as you can see at the top here, it says the campaign name. So you can go in and just name your campaign. So whatever it is you want to sell or promote, you can enter that in the spot here provided.
Got it.
Are we good so far?
Yeah. Yep. I'm good. Yeah. I've got the campaign name in there. I'm ready to keep going with you.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So then you have these two options below. It says networks. You can checkmark either include Google search partners or include Google display network. So this is what I was referring to. I prefer to stick with the search network. This is just Google giving you recommendations and saying, let's add the display network. So I'm going to remove the checkmark there. The display network is really good if you just want to get word across. So if you want to raise awareness for your product or your services and you don't really care if people necessarily click on it. So if you want to raise awareness and at the same time build a remarketing list maybe of people who have seen your ad, you would go with display network. But if you want to get clicks specifically, you would just stick with search partners.
Okay, good. I'll go with search.
Perfect. This next option here, dynamic search ads, we can skip for now. I can go into detail what it means later on.
Okay, so I don't actually have that option on mine, on my screen.
Oh, you don't have an option.
So I've got search network, display network, and then I go down into locations.
Okay. Huh. Okay, that's odd. I wonder why I have it then. Well, this is something you can add yourself later on after you create the ad. Right. So no big deal if you don't see it. I don't know if maybe there's an ad block or something. And not sure.
Okay.
But if you don't see it, do not worry. Later on, we can always add it.
Okay.
So in your locations, you can select your location. You can be as specific as selecting a city that right. you want to promote in, or a county or an area or something like that. So I just have Canada selected here, the full country as in, you know, for illustration purposes. But once you put in your exact city or state or whatever it is, click on location options. This is pretty important to do.
Got that.
Do you see that option, location yep. options?
Yes.
Okay. And over here, there are two kind of options. One, it says target, and another, it says exclude.
Got it.
So for target, if you pick your location, you would want to select the middle option there, which says people in your targeted locations. You would want to do that. And the reason for that is this first option here that says people in or who show interest in your targeted location means that your ad will not only show to the people in that location that you specified, but also for people searching for your location.
Okay.
So if my country is Canada.
Yes. Sorry. Can I give you a hypothetical? Let's say I am a photographer based in Hawaii. And I want to be photographing families coming to Hawaii on holidays, then would I click the top one?
Yes, exactly. So if you want to promote to people living outside of the country right now that may be moving to the country that you want to conduct business in, then you would want to select that first option.
Right.
But if you want to only promote to the people in that specific location, in my case, I'm an affiliate marketer, so I usually promote products to specific geographic locations. I would select this middle option here, as I think you would most of the time as well in photography.
I think so too. Yeah, definitely. Most of the time, yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's an important thing because, again, Google is trying to make as much money as possible. So, you know, they want to expand their reach.
So just one question, Ivan. When my ad is live, am I paying per click or per impression?
You would be paying per click.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. All right. And then I can see the exclude area in locations. Again, I guess that's similar to the one just above.
Yes. So it's the same thing if you have people that you're excluding, because I guess I should have mentioned this. You can not only include people that you want in a specific geographic location, you can also exclude specific locations. And the same thing would apply with this exclude option where, say, if you want to exclude people only in Canada, but the rest of the world is okay, then you would select that second option here, people in your excluded locations.
Got it. Cool.
The same thing, but just the other way around.
Yep.
So far, so good?
All good. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm feeling confident.
Awesome. Okay. So let me scroll it down. So now we're at the languages part. Usually I just leave it at English, but I mean, this is pretty straightforward. Just select the language that you want to show the ads to. So if you're maybe promoting in Spain and you want your ads to be Spanish, you would maybe select Spain here, the language rather than English.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So just some available options here. And see audiences. So the audiences part, that's just going into detail. And if you have a remarketing list, so you can select here the demographics and stuff like that. So the age group. So if you just click on the tab and you click on browse, you will see all these options that are available.
Okay. So Ivan, I think I can see what's happening here. So I've got my boxes. They might be slightly different orders to yours. So my audience is actually down a few rows.
Oh, it is.
So if the listener isn't finding exactly what Ivan's talking about, just look further down the page because it might just be in a different order. So I've got audiences now. Yep. So what were you saying there, Ivan? Sorry.
Yeah. So I was saying, once you click on the audiences and you click on this browse tab, you will see these three options. It says detailed demographics, actively researching or planning in market, and remarketing. So this is basically where you can select your exact demographics, or if you have a remarketing list using the pixels that we may talk about later on, you would select that audience here. Here you can select, you know, parental status, marital status, education, stuff like that. And you can promote to only those people, for example.
Got it. Okay, nice. So can I target engaged couples or someone's got parents? Oh, yeah, so very similar to Facebook.
Yep.
Okay, great. Love it.
Yep. Awesome. So there's that. The next part I see is budget. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, that's back up the top under languages for me. But yeah, I've got that.
Okay. So in the budget, again, straightforward, how much you want to spend per day. Keep in mind, though, Google may spend more than what you specify per day, as long as they don't spend your daily total per month.
Okay. So if I've got $1 a day, they might spend $2 one day, but they're not going to go over $30 for the month.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Yes, you explained it better than me. So don't kind of freak out if you put a budget at $100 and they spend $130 or so. That's just the way they do it, but they won't go over your monthly budget.
Got it. So what's a good budget to start with when we're practicing and learning Google Ads?
Personally, as an affiliate marketer, I started off with $20 a day. Depending on how your business is going, though, when I started, I didn't have set an established business. I didn't have any sales. I was practicing to get sales with AdWords. So if you are a more established business and you do have some clients and you know that there's demand, people like your website, people like your services and your product, maybe $50 to $100 to start off with.
Wow. Okay. So pretty big numbers. Because I know with Facebook ads, you know, you can run ads for as little as $1 a day. So would that be a waste of money with Google ads? You really need a bit more to invest?
No, not at all. The only thing is the bids, depending on your keywords, the bids may be expensive. So if your budget is $5 and your cost per click is $2.50, well, you will only get a maximum of 2 clicks per day.
Right. Okay. So then your ad stops showing inside Google search and then the next bidder comes up onto that page in Google.
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. Got it. And I guess if we're only paying for clicks, if our website's converting, we should be pretty confident to spend a little bit more.
Yeah. It's all about really how comfortable you are, how much you're willing to test, really. That's up to you and your risk levels, I guess.
Right. And then below that budget, I've got standard and accelerated. What does accelerated mean?
Accelerated basically means that your budget, so let's suppose you first activate your campaign at the very beginning of the day. Accelerated means that your budget will pretty much run out, you know, within the first part of the day.
Okay. They're going to show your ad more often.
Yeah, even more.
Cool.
I would recommend standard just so you can later on test to see which parts of the day provide you better conversions.
Oh, so you'll get that in a report later once your ad's been running.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, you do.
All right. My next box is bidding.
Yes, me too.
Please tell me that's automatic.
You do have some options. When you're first starting out, I would probably go with... So do you see that it says conversions here and then it has a little drop down?
Yeah, and then I've got conversion value and clicks.
Perfect. So you can't really pay per conversion because you don't have the conversion pixel set up yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we would probably need to go to clicks right now.
Okay.
So you can click on clicks, and then at the very bottom, it says select a bid strategy directly. So let's go into a bit more detail and click on that.
Yep.
Now, again, at the top, it should say maximize clicks.
Yes.
You should see more options here.
I've got a lot more options.
Yes.
So target so CPA, target ROAS. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep. So they're fairly straightforward. Like target CPA is you will be not necessarily paying per action, but Google will try to optimize your ads based on your cost per action, whatever you set it. So rather than setting a bid, for example, $1 per keyword click, you will say, well, I'm willing to pay $6 per conversion. So that would be CPA.
What's ROAS?
It sends bids to get the most out of your target return on ad spend. So you would enter how much, like what's the minimum or maximum that you're willing to pay for the return on ad spend. And Google will try to optimize for that.
Got it.
So that's like in place of your bidding.
Right. Okay. So I'm guessing we're going to go for maximize clicks here, are we?
Actually, I would probably recommend with manual CPC at the very bottom.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yep.
Reason for that is maximize clicks will set one bidding value for all of your keywords. So you will not be able to adjust individual keyword bids. You will just have one value for all of your keywords and you will be unable to change each individual value.
Right. Okay.
With some keywords, maybe worthwhile more for you than others. So that's why manual CPC is better. So you can adjust bids for those specific keywords that are doing better.
Got it. Okay. So I've selected that.
Yep. And now you have this option. It says help increase conversions with enhanced CPC.
Yes.
You can leave that on. Personally, I leave that off, actually. What that does is if your bid is, for example, $1 and Google sees that if a person types in a keyword and your ad will be shown for $1.50, then they will charge you $1.50 and show the ad to that person. They will kind of do it automatically.
That's if it's ticked or it's not ticked.
Personally, me, I'm a bit more experienced, so I leave it unticked just because I gauge what my cost per clicks is. And then I go through and I revise and I make the changes. If you're just starting out and you want to get as many clicks as possible to experiment and see how good your ad is performing and your website is doing, maybe have it on just to get those extra clicks.
Got it. Cool. Okay.
Yep.
And I've got a little warning symbol saying setting bids manually may lower performance. Use automated bidding to help improve results.
Yes. Well, when you set your bids manually, that assumes that you know what you're doing and you're able to go into each specific keyword and adjust it. With automated bidding, well, it says it right there. It's automated.
Yes.
So you're entrusting a computer to do everything for you, and that just decreases your control over your ads.
Okay. All right. So where do we go? Do we go to start and end dates next?
I have ad extensions here. Do you see that on your end or no?
I've got additional settings. Ad extensions. Yeah, this is down below. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Did you say app extensions?
Ad extensions, yeah. Ad extensions. It has site link extensions, call extensions, app extensions.
No, I can see app extensions. No.
No? Well, this is something you can add later, so it's not a big deal.
All right.
So then I do see the ad schedule and ad rotation now. So for ad schedule, so this is what I was talking about. Once you run your ads all day, you will be able to say, well, hey, my ads are performing best between 5 to 6 p.m. So I'm just going to have this ad show from 5 to 6 every day.
Got it.
You can do that here for the ad schedule.
Cool.
For the ad rotation, you will be split testing ads. So actually, I would recommend the second option, which says do not optimize, rotate ads indefinitely.
Okay.
And what this will do is this will show all of your ads evenly, which will allow you to make the decision when you want to decide which ad is the winner.
That makes sense.
So I usually select the second one and then I make the changes accordingly myself.
Okay, so you're always split testing, it sounds like. Is that right?
Yes, that's what you always want to do.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
What's next?
Okay, so we can click on save and continue then. Is that what you see? Or are there any other options?
Yeah, I've got other options, but I don't have to open them.
What do you see there in the other
options? I've got things like site link extensions, call out extensions.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh. So
these are the ad extensions.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, it's unfortunate our, ads. Maybe it has something to do with the country because I'm in Canada, so I have, Canadian AdWords.
Right,
and where are you located right now?
Australia, I am. And the listener might be in the UK, the US, New Zealand.
Okay. So, okay. Well, at least the main parts are here.
Sure. So do we need to worry about these ad extensions?
I would not right now. I would get into the meat of the ads first and actually create the ads and then build these on top of the ads. I wouldn't put them up right now.
Okay. And the only other thing that I haven't heard you mention I can see is campaign URL options.
That will show up later on when we actually create the ad.
Okay.
We'll be able to add that URL there.
Okay.
Or is this an option that you see somewhere there?
It's just a drop-down box. So I can open that window and I have campaign URL options. And I've got things like tracking template, final URL suffix.
Oh, okay. That is on my next page then. So I guess I'll click on save and continue. That is when you actually create the ad, which actually I think is two pages from here, not the next page.
Oh, that's strange.
I'm surprised you see that. On the very top, for me, it says select campaign settings. That's step one. And then step two, it says set up ad groups. Step three, create ads. What does it say for you?
It's exactly the same as that. And number four is confirmation.
Right. Okay. I'm surprised then that it gives you those options for the campaign URL because that's under creating the ads.
Right. I'm not sure if I actually can make many changes in here. Can I? Oh, yeah. I can put things in here if I want to.
Okay. Well, what we can do, if you want, we can go to the next page until we reach create ads and then see what options you have there.
Perfect. Let's do that.
Okay.
All right. So I'm in setup groups now.
Yes. Okay. Me too. Oops, I forgot to enter a budget. I think the cheapest budget is $5. I mean, the lowest that you can put in is $5.
Okay.
Put that in. Okay. So yes, I am at the ad groups part. So you can put in your website on the right-hand side or your product. So in this case, I guess photography.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get some keyword ideas. Now, this is something just to help you get started. I wouldn't recommend basing your ads just on these suggestions here. I would actually suggest using the keyword tool. We can go over that after. But this is just something to get you started.
Right.
So you can put in your service or whatever it is you're selling or your website and you will get some ideas to put in. So these are keywords that when the user types in, your ad will show up.
Got it.
That's what we're doing here in the section.
Okay, so I'm seeing things like photograph, photography, portrait photography, event photography, family photography, etc.
Yes. And it should tell you the monthly searches.
Yes.
On the right side, okay?
Yep.
So it would say, for example, photograph, 33K per month,
right,
which is a good amount.
For me, it's 10,000 to 100,000.
Okay. Oh, because my country, I selected Canada.
Yeah, and I selected Australia. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. So you can click on the plus sign if you want to add specific keywords. And there should be a plus sign just to the left of the keyword.
Yes.
Or you can just enter the words yourself on the left-hand side.
Okay. And are they separated by commas?
What was that? Sorry?
Are they separated by commas?
They may be, actually. I haven't tried that. But what I do is I just click enter and I enter my next keyword.
Okay. That just drops down underneath. Yep. Got it.
Yes. So I just enter a keyword like photography, and then I click enter, and I put in another keyword.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Easy.
Yep. So you can enter your bid. You can enter the ad group name on the left side as well. With default bid, maybe say $1 per click. That's how much you're willing to spend per click.
Right.
And then enter the keywords.
Okay. So is $1 now, is that something you're recommending, or do we have to play around with this?
You would have to play around with it, and you would also have to use the keyword tool, which will give you more details as to how much it would cost. $1 is just, I just threw it out there. I don't know how much the keywords that you will be looking for, which we will find from the keyword planner tool, how much they cost. So that's something to look at. But this is just so we get the ad in there. We get the meat and bones of the ads ready.
Okay.
And then we can add stuff on. So here we can add keywords. I'm wondering if I should get into the different types of keywords now or after.
Let's do that after, because, yeah, that's sort of a separate subject.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so just put in some words. I put in photography, just that one word. We'll get into new ad groups later on as well. And are we good to click save and continue?
Yeah, okay. So just let me check. So I've got ad group one, ad group two. So this would be for separate keywords?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So I guess I'll mention it now then. Reason why you would want to have different ad groups is so that you can tailor different ads for those specific ad groups, which will increase the relevance of your ad.
Right. Okay, I think I've got it. So let's say I'm based on the Central Coast. I would be targeting one of my main keywords would be Central Coast wedding photographer.
Okay.
And then another one, so that's my main keyword. So do I have to think of other keywords, or would I just use the same keyword with a different ad to split test the two ads with the same keyword?
Well, you will use the same set of keywords for each ad group.
Right.
You will use the same set of keywords and the same set of ads, or you will split test different ads for that one ad group.
Got it. Okay.
So in another ad group,
So the default bid would be the same amount for both ad groups if I'm testing two separate ads for the same keywords.
So each ad group will have a different default bid.
Yeah. And do I make those the same, or does Google choose those?
The bid?
Yes.
No, you would set those. So these are basically the keyword bids.
Right. Okay. So I say I'm going to set those, and you're going to work out how much they cost later. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you would set in the bid and then the words. And then if you want to create a new ad group, you would just click on the little plus sign here at the bottom where it says new ad group.
Okay. So Ivan, in the very beginning, so for someone trying this for the first time, should we start with two ad groups or one?
No, I would just start off with one, get your feet wet, just find out what the hell Google AdWords is.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I've got one ad group showing now with a few keywords inside there.
Yes. Let's stick with that, and then we'll build on as we go.
Okay, perfect.
So are we good for now?
Can
I click on
save and continue?
Perfect. So I will click on save and continue. So this is where you actually create the ad. So you can click on the little star-looking icon on the right where it says new ad.
Yeah, mine's like a rectangle, so a grayed out rectangle with a plus says new ad.
Exactly. And it just gives you example ads of what they look like to the people and what you can make your ads look like yourself.
Right. Yes.
And the biggest piece of advice I can give you from what I've seen with people making ads and people being successful and unsuccessful with ads is have a clear call to action in your ads. Say something like, find out. You can't say click here, but if you could say something like click here, check this out, learn more, you know, sign up now, stuff like that, to give people kind of that call to action. Because if you don't tell them to do it, they won't.
Okay.
So you want to entice people to click on your ad.
Got it. So is it a good idea to just do some searches, you know, in Google and see what they throw up in regards to ads to get some ideas?
Absolutely. Yeah. Great idea. Great point. Yeah, that's what Russell Brunson kind of calls, you know, he's the owner of ClickFunnels, what he calls kind of funnel hacking, where you basically look at what other people have and you kind of try to work backwards and have the same idea as the working stuff. So in this case, the working ads. So you could Google, type in photography or whatever service you want to provide and get some ideas.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I've just Googled Central Coast wedding photography. and there's no ads at the top of page one. The first ads show up at the bottom of page one. Is that normal? I thought all the ads show at the top.
So I typed it in sometimes. So actually, you need to have a good quality score, which I guess we'll, I don't know if we should talk about it now or after we finish the ad, but based on your ad rank, how much you're willing to pay and your quality score, that will determine whether your ad and where your ad will show.
Okay.
So if your ad is somewhere there at the bottom, that means people are either outbidding you or your ad is just not relevant enough. People aren't clicking on it enough for Google to show it.
Okay.
Or alternatively, you've typed that in a bunch of times and Google recognized that you're a repeat user and they don't want the same user, you know, clicking on a bunch of different ads. So that's also a possibility.
Okay. Got it. So could it also mean that the people that are advertising just aren't as relevant to the term that I'm searching for? Like, does that mean there's an opportunity here for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Cool. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. So I'm back in Google Ads. Is it Google Ads Manager? Is that what you call it?
It used to be called Google AdWords. Now they just call it Google Ads.
Right, okay.
But yeah, like for this specific thing, I guess it's Google Ads Manager.
Perfect. All right, well, I'm back in here.
Awesome. So just follow the steps. So it says enter your final URL. So that is the website that you want to send people to. So you would just enter whatever landing page or website you have. Enter it there. Then there's headline 1, 2, and 3. They've just recently added the third headline and the second description. Personally, I wouldn't use all three.
Oh, okay.
I think it just clumps it up, makes it look like you're just trying to stuff things in. I like to use the first two headlines and just one description, same as it was before. Maybe things will change in the future.
Okay.
Never know. So just, yeah. Sorry?
No, that's all good. I'm following along. I've just put two headlines in, so I'm good.
Perfect. Yeah. So just put something in. Look at the examples that you searched on Google and the star and just type something in.
Great. All right. I've got something in there. And then the description. So I've got 90 characters for two separate descriptions.
Yeah. So just type something enticing. You want to capitalize. Well, these are just some suggestions I found work for me. You want to capitalize the first letter of every word, kind of get that attention. If you can, include numbers as well. Numbers catch attention as well.
Got it. So you capitalize the first letter of every word in that.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, good. So should I use both descriptions or only one?
You can if you want to. I found that using both descriptions and all three headlines just kind of clumps it up. Personally, I just use one description.
Okay. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, they tried to make this scary beast as easy as possible with their steps, even though it is definitely intimidating. If you look at the big picture right away.
Yeah. Now, this has been good so far. This hasn't been too hard. Do I need to go into add URL options? Was that only
fun? Not now. When you set up tracking links, when you want to track specific pages, when you add tracking pixels and stuff like that, that is when you would want to use that. Right now, if you just want to send people to your website, nothing else, you do not need to add URL options.
Okay. So is that it done?
Yes. So let's just click done and then save and continue. It will prompt you. It will say you can still add more to your ads. You can disregard that or you can add more if you want to. And then just click on save and continue.
Okay. Save. Save and continue.
Yep.
Okay. So now I've got a policy violation, punctuation and symbols. Oh, because I've got an exclamation mark.
Yes. Some of the things they don't like you to. That no exclamation mark, no words like click here.
Okay, and that's in the description and the headline, is it?
Yes, that is everywhere.
Okay, all right, let me try again.
Okay,
yep, I think I found it.
Okay,
let me just save. Okay, yep, going through. Okay, that's done. So now it says, congratulations, your campaign is ready.
Perfect. Okay, and it gives you a little summary. You can double check that, make sure your budget, your bid strategy, your campaign goal and all that matches.
Yes, looks good.
If that looks good, you can click on continue to campaign. And you should be immediately taken to the ad group for that campaign.
Right, yes, I am.
Perfect. Now, if you want to see your campaign rather than your ad group, just some little navigation, if eventually you'll have a lot of campaigns, at the very top, to the right of where it says Google Ads, it says all campaigns, and then has a little triangle, and then it says your campaign name.
Yes.
Just click on it.
Okay.
And that's going to take you to all your campaigns. And if you want, maybe just pause your campaign right now, just while you get a few other things underway, such as your keywords and your extensions and all that stuff.
Okay, so where do I pause this? I just click on it?
So are you right now on your campaigns list?
Yes.
Yep, so just find your campaign, and there should be a green circle.
Yes.
On the left of it. So just click the drop down there and click pause.
Got it. Okay.
Awesome.
Done. So it's paused.
There you go. So there's your first campaign.
That's pretty painless.
Yeah.
So if the photographer listening has a good idea of the keywords that they're targeting because they know a little bit about SEO, they can really get started with what we've done so far, can't they?
Sorry, did you say they can or they can't get started?
They can. They're good to go.
Yes, if they know the keywords. Yes, they would just add those keywords in. But there is one thing, and I guess this comes to the keyword match types. Something to keep in mind. There are different match types in keywords. Google presents you only with three. However, there are actually four match types that are available. So just to give you an idea, if you click on your campaign again, on the left side, you should see the option which says keywords. Do you see that?
Yes.
On the left side. So click on that.
Yeah.
And you should now see all your keywords down below. Is that right?
Yes. I've only got one in there.
Perfect. Okay. That's fine. So if you check mark that keyword.
Yes.
You should see a little blue bar pop up which says edit, label, search, terms, etc.
It did.
Okay. So click on edit.
Yes.
And then at the bottom, so first off, you can change the bids anytime you want to for any specific keyword. As you can see here, it says change maximum CPC bids, which is why I like this strategy, because you can change keywords, which change the bids, whether the keyword is performing or not.
Got it.
Do that yourself. And then the third option there, it says change match types. You would click on that. And you see here that it says three options. It says change match type to either exact or phrase.
Okay, hang on. I lost that. Let me see what's going on here.
Okay. So do you see that blue bar pop up which says edit, label, and search terms?
That's gone. So how did I get back there? Go to edits? Oh, no.
So when you click on the check mark, the little blue...
Yes. Okay, so that's back up now. Ball. So I go into edits. And did you say click on change match types?
Yes, change match types.
So I click on that. Oh, okay, yes, sorry. So above that now I've got broad match, exact match, phrase match.
Yes. So it says change from. So right now, if you put in your keyword without any special characters, such as quotation marks or square brackets, it will be a broad match type. And what a broad match type means is anytime someone types anything remotely similar to whatever your keyword is, your ad will show up.
Okay, that's so dangerous.
I do not recommend using broad match.
That's dangerous. Expensive.
That is very dangerous. Yeah. I mean, of course, they're a business. They're trying to upsell their own products, such as broad match type, so that you will get a lot more impressions. You will get a lot more clicks, but you will be paying for a lot of irrelevant clicks, clicks that are not relevant at all.
Right. Got it. Okay. So which one do you suggest for us?
So I would suggest your goal ultimately is to use the exact match type, but that is an ideal that you will most likely not reach, just because in order for someone to type in your words, in order for someone to type in those several words, it's a very rare chance for that to happen. So I would recommend either the phrase match or something called broad match modifier, which is not listed here. I still don't know why. They have had it up for a while, but it's not listed here. So the exact match type means that in order for your ad to show, someone has to type in your exact keyword. So if you type in photography, someone must type in only photography, nothing before, nothing after. It has to be spelled the way you spelled it in order for your ad to show up.
Right.
That's the exact match type. The phrase match type, which is what I recommend for you to start with, is as long as that word or words are in the sentence that the user has typed in, your ad will show. So if your keyword is photography, but it's a phrase match type. And then if someone types in smart photography or photography for me or purchase photography, your ad will show up.
Okay, that's still pretty dangerous, isn't it? Because, I mean, for me, the keyword phrase I have, I'll go back to that same one, Central Coast Wedding Photography. So that would be like, I guess, Toronto Wedding Photographer. Wouldn't I want exact match for that? Because I know that someone's looking for a photographer would type that.
If you want, yeah. In this case, what I would recommend you do is you use the keyword tool and you just see how many people actually type that into Google every month.
Right.
So I would recommend using the keyword planner tool. Maybe let me discuss it in just a bit after I finish these match types.
Sure.
But exact match types are just really hard. You know, I know from my experience, I just barely get any impressions.
Okay. So if I have Central Coast, let's say I have Toronto Wedding Photographer and I have Phrase Match, does that mean my ad will show up if someone types in Toronto Wedding Photography, Toronto Wedding Photographer, Wedding Photographer Toronto, Wedding Photography Toronto?
Yes and no. So I think I heard you do some variations of spelling, right? So photographer, photography, something
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Right? So in that case, yes. So if there is a little slight variation of spelling like that, your ad will show. However, under phrase match type, the words have to be in order. So if your keyword is Toronto photography, those words must be in that order for it to show. So if someone types in photography Toronto, your ad will not show.
Right. So this is where I would use the keyword tool when we get into that. Or I could have multiple keywords what my ad to show for. And I mix up the different orders.
So yes, but I have a shortcut for you, actually.
Okay.
Rather than add all those keywords in the different variations, you could use this fourth match type, which Google doesn't mention to you, and that is the broad match modifier.
Okay. Where do we find it?
So what you have to do, okay, so click on cancel for a second.
Yes.
And deselect that keyword selection that you originally selected.
Done.
Okay, deselected. Now click on the little plus sign for keywords. Click on the plus sign.
Yes, done that.
Okay, select your ad group. You should have only one.
Yes.
Just click on it. Perfect. And now you can paste your keywords. So if you are just typing out your keywords yourself, there will be different ways as to how you can specify what match type it is. So for example, let's suppose I type in photography, just without anything else, just photography. If I don't type anything else in and I just type photography, that is a broad match type, okay? Compared with if I type in photography in square brackets, for example, then this is an exact match type. So if you have square brackets before the P in photography and after the Y, that is an exact match type.
Got it.
So far, so good?
Yes.
Perfect. Oh, and actually, I just noticed over here at the bottom, it says match types help control which searches can trigger your ads. And it says there at the bottom, see there, it says keyword equals broad match. And then it says keyword in quotation marks equals phrase match. Do you see that?
I do. I've got that. And then keyword in brackets equals exact match.
Exactly. So if you type in photography with quotation marks around it, that is a phrase match type. Now, back to your question, how do you do the broad match modifier? You would have to use the plus sign before the word. So if you have photography Toronto, like you said, what I would do is I would type in plus sign Toronto space plus sign photography. And that is a broad match, which means as long as these two words are anywhere in the search term, my ad will come up.
Okay, but let's say I have Central Coast Wedding Photography and I have the plus after before Central Coast Wedding and Photography. Does that mean if someone types in Coast and Wedding Photography, that would still show, or it still needs all four words?
You will need all the words.
Okay, great. Perfect.
You have the plus sign before then. Yep.
Great. Okay, so I've got that in this. I've got Central Coast Wedding Photography with a plus before each first letter of each word.
Perfect. Okay. Good. So yeah, so that's basically it. You've created it. However, how do you know how many people search that into Google every month? how do you know whether you'll get any impressions or not?
I don't yet.
And that is where the keyword tool.
Okay, so just before you leave this page, Ivan, do I have to click save and then that's it? I'm good to go?
Yes, just click save and you should see your new keywords added right away. Do you see that?
Yes, and now I've got two ad group ones, but I've also got two lots of keywords now. One with the pluses and one with the brackets.
Yes, that's fine.
Cool.
Yep.
So would I turn off the one with the brackets or do I still want that?
So is it the exact same keyword you have?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So I would just keep one.
Right.
Because they'd probably be bidding against each other then.
Okay. Right. So you can bid against yourself if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And actually, before I move on to the keyword planner, also back to your statement where you said this is dangerous. So yes, phrase match type and broad match modifier can be dangerous, but there is also something called negative keywords, which will allow you to reduce some of the risk associated with irrelevant key terms.
Right. Okay. So do we want to go into that now?
Just because it relates to what we were talking about, we could, but if you prefer to keep it for another day or whatever, we can do that.
Okay. Let me just double check this out here now. So I've got my plus Central Coast wedding photography keyword.
Yeah.
I've gone in to check it. So I've clicked on the little square box. And I can see now my match type. So I've got broad match that says change match type from broad match to exact match.
Ah, okay. So you clicked on the one with the pluses before each word, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know why Google still hasn't changed it. It will say that it is a broad match type, but it is actually a broad match modifier.
Okay.
So do not worry that it's still listed as broad. It is, in fact, broad match modifier.
Okay. And then underneath that where it says change match type to, it says, you know, the one that the radial button is clicked is exact match. Just leave that.
So sorry. So can you take me back? What exactly are you trying to do?
I just want to check. So I've added the pluses.
Okay.
And I've clicked the little blue box with a tick to go and edit it and have a look at it.
Okay.
And then you know how you told me to scroll down. Let me just get out of this.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I've clicked the little blue box. Then I've gone to edit in the blue bar. Then I've gone down to change match types just to check what it's done.
Sure.
And now it says change match type from broad match.
Right.
So that still says broad match, but it says underneath that it says change match type to, and the little radial buttons that's ticked is exact match.
Yep. Okay.
That's correct?
Yes, that is fine. So after you add the pluses before each word, you're done. So when you add the pluses and hit save, that is it. You're done. So right now, you went into the option if you want to change it again.
Yeah,
so
just to
if
check.
You want to change it. Sorry?
Yeah, I was just going to double check, so I shouldn't have done that. I don't need to do that.
No, you don't. So as long as you do see the pluses for that keyword that you want to be broad match modifier, you're good to go. There's really no way to double check, unfortunately, because Google doesn't have broad match modifier in their lists.
Got it. Okay.
Premium members of PhotoBiz Exposed hear more of the best photography business strategies from every guest.
So this is very similar to setting up the Facebook pixel on our websites.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. Fantastic. Ivan, for the listener that has loved this, and it's going to be anyone that's followed along for sure, where's the next place to go? Like, I know you have a bunch of resources. Where do you think we should go to learn more and get better at this?
So I think you should definitely... Well, me, I'm a very direct, straightforward person. So if you're listening to my advice, I would tell you the first thing you should do, create an account. Create an account, get in there, play around. And then as you see what it's like and what it looks like, I would strongly recommend that you check out some of my resources that I have available. I could also help you, of course, set everything up and get everything working if you visit my website, visit my YouTube channel. But definitely get your foot in the door, get your feet wet, get in there, see what it's like. And then I'm always there if you have any questions, any concerns, and we can kind of grow from there.
Awesome. Okay. So you can actually help photographers set this up or to check what they've set up, that they can pay for your services if that's something that they want?
Yeah, absolutely. I can help you get everything set up, at least just the very basic, at least everything we've talked about today, the conversion tracking. And yeah, that's pretty much all you need. I'm just trying to think. And then the best thing is with me, I think you shouldn't kind of just hire someone to do all this for you and just not do anything yourself. I think you should at least understand how all this works and how to do all this yourself, so that you're not completely dependent on someone else doing it. And that's where I can come in. I not only do it for you, but I can teach you and explain to you where you need to go, what you have to do, and all that in order for you yourself to be independent of anyone and be able to do it yourself.
I love that. That's unreal. All right, I'll add links to your website, which is amarketingessentials.com. And I know you've got a services page there. I'll link to your YouTube channel and any other resources that we chat about offline. But Ivan, you have been incredible, mate. You've shared an absolute ton. I'm so glad that I stumbled across your YouTube channel. And just a massive thanks for sharing what you have today.
Thank you so much, Andrew. It was really a pleasure. I'm really happy that you found some value. The listeners found some value. Feel really good about that as well.
Awesome. Absolutely. All right, mate. I know we'll talk in the future. So again, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Andrew. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Ivan as much as I did. I know it was full on. And it really was an experiment. So I'd love to get your feedback on today's episode. Were you able to follow this in audio? Did it make it easy having your browser open and setting up your ad as you went along? Did you actually do this? Did you set up your very first ad following along with today's interview? Give me some feedback. Let me know your thoughts on this. Do you like this style of interview? Does it work in audio? Would you like to hear more of these kinds of interviews? Should we get Ivan back and get him to focus on something else for us? Let me know. And you can do that in the comments area of the show notes for today's episode. And they are at photobizx.com/306. If you are listening as a premium member, I'll be adding Ivan into our members Facebook group. So you can ask him any additional questions there. You can give me all the feedback you like, honest feedback there in the group. And of course, if you're listening to the free podcast, if you have any follow-up questions for Ivan, you can post them there in the comments area. I've got links to anything and everything that Ivan mentioned in the show notes, including links to his YouTube channel, his website, and his other social media profiles. It's all there in the show notes, photobizx.com/306. And Ivan, if you're listening, again, a massive thanks for taking on this huge project to record this interview, for bearing with me as I stumbled my way through setting up my very first Google AdWords campaign. You are fantastic, mate, and I really do appreciate you coming on and giving this a try with me. I look forward to following along with anything and everything that you do in the future. And I can't wait to have you involved inside the members Facebook group as well. So again, Ivan, thank you so much.
It's shout out time.
I've got two big shout outs for today's episode. And the first one goes to Brisbane family photographer Belinda Chalmers, who left a lovely review inside iTunes along with a 5-star rating. She says that she has been a premium member for some time now and she enjoys the podcast. She says that she gets something from every episode to help her business, which I love. But here's what I really love. She says the podcast and the members group help me feel like I'm part of a community and connected with other photographers because it sometimes feels a little lonely when working from home. I totally get that. And I love reading comments like that because that's exactly what the Facebook group is for members. It really is a community of like-minded photographers all striving to make our businesses better, but we do it in a way inside the members group that feels like we are talking to someone face to face. That's the kind of, the kind of language, the approach that we take when we're communicating with each other inside that group. There's no crappy attitudes or speaking down to people. It's like we were having conversations in real life, and the way people speak to each other in the group is as if you are having a face-to-face conversation. And that's, I feel funny calling it a community, but that's really what it is. It's a community of like-minded photographers all striving to make our businesses better. And if you're looking for somewhere to come and focus on business and talk business, and you want help or advice, or you want to give help and advice, the membership is a great place to do that. So I've been sidetracked, but Belinda, thank you so much for your rating and review. It's lovely to have you part of the membership, involved in the group. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave your rating and review. I really do appreciate it. Thanks, Belinda. I've got one other big shout out today, and that goes to Sydney pet photographer Keith Tay of Furry Munchkins Pet Photography. Keith didn't leave an iTunes review and a rating, which is normally how people get a shout out in this segment of the episode. But Keith and I were exchanging some messages, some business type stuff. I think it was on Messenger or maybe via email. And Keith said a couple of lovely things, and I asked if I could use that as part of a testimonial. He said yes, and look, I just wanted to give him a shout-out. So in that email, in that exchange, he said basically that joining the PhotoBizX community has easily been one of the best things he's done this year. He gets a bunch of knowledge, and he says the podcast and the members' Facebook group has saved him so much time and money when it comes to looking for solutions as compared to going out and trying to find them on his own. So, Keith, I've already mentioned to you that I really do appreciate the message that you've sent, and thank you for allowing me to use it as a testimonial. And it really is great to have you as a premium member and part of the members' Facebook group, mate. I'm looking forward to watching your business grow and flourish over the coming years. Alrighty, that is it for this episode of the podcast. This has been an absolute thumper of an episode. I hope it hasn't been too long for you. I really do value your feedback on today's episode. I'd love to get an idea of this is something you'd like to hear more of, if it was helpful. And I'd also love to hear how you go if you actually set up your very own Google AdWords campaign following the episode. Stay in touch. Let me know how you're going. Don't forget the Evergreen Facebook Ad Funnels for Photographers course. That's a tongue twister. Course is kicking off next week. More details at photobizx.com/funnel, F-U-N-N-E-L. I hope to see you there if this is something you want to add to your marketing strategy. Either way, I'll talk to you soon. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.